Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Catholic Singles. Every day, hundreds of Catholic singles join CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Breadbox Media listeners get 20% off by using the promo code BREADBOX when they register. Come be our next success story at CatholicSingles.com. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, aka Father Nicholas, reported to you all from Dubronx here in New York City. And this week that this podcast and my Wednesday podcast episode's going up is a week where we have the World Day of the Sick, where we in the church and around the world try to remind ourselves of what it means to care for the sick and to be supportive of those that are ill and et cetera. And I listened to a podcast episode last week. I don't remember the podcast I was listening to, but I remember one of the themes of it, and it was a good death. And, you know, we have this concept of a good death in the church. You know, we actually turn to St. Joseph as the patron saint of a good death. And that image of the death of St. Joseph, where he has Mary and Jesus with him, is a window into what it means to have a good death. And a good death is having your loved ones around you when you pass. You know, death, the dying process, sometimes it's a little easier for other people than it is for some. You know, some people suffer from a terrible illness up until the day they die. Some just go gently into their sleep. Sometimes it's a violent death. There's a variety of different kinds of death. But as Christians, particularly as Catholics, we have a tradition within our body to pray for a good death. We all owe God a death. As Saint Edith Stein reminds us that we all have a death. And this death of ours need not be one that we are afraid of. And cultivating a devotion to praying for our good death isn't morbid. It's a reminder that, yeah, we will die, but we also believe in eternal life. And praying for a good death and cultivating a relationship with St. Joseph in relationship with that and talking to our loved ones about the death that we will have to undergo. One of the things that in my own life, you know, if you listen to my podcast regularly, you know, I've gone through an amputation and, you know, that was a serious surgery, and I had to mentally prepare myself, like, and there was a slim possibility, but there's a possibility nonetheless, and the surgical crews and et cetera reminded me of this, that I could die. You know, you get a blood clot, and it breaks loose, and it goes to your brain or your heart, and you could pass, you know, and preparing the night before my surgery, praying for that good death was something I thought I'd never have to do at that age in my life, you know, being in my 30s, but we have a fear within the Western world right now about death, and we see many countries, you know, in Europe particularly, where, oh, we'll have euthanasia. You know, people are getting old and there's some suffering involved, or if there's a mental illness involved, just let them kill themselves. You know, let them speed along until the hereafter. Well, that's not what we're talking about when we talk about praying for a good death. It's about acknowledging what death is in the light of our Christian faith. And praying for that good death and speaking about that good death with those in our family helps to prepare us and is itself an act of charity. Reminding our loved ones, you know, if you have children out there, that, yeah, you will die, but they need not fear your death, and they need not fear abandon when you pass on, and that they should pray for a good death. They should pray that if the Lord gives them the opportunity that they can be around their loved one when they pass to receive their last words, to receive maybe their last utterance in their mortal coil here on the earth. and it's a tradition maybe we can reignite within our own families, within our own congregations, and etc. around the Catholic Church this Lent season, praying for a good death as we prepare ourselves for the Triduum, journeying with people preparing to be received into the Church via baptism, praying for a good death, knowing that we need not fear that. And praying for a good death is a means in which we can utilize, lean into, accept, embrace, and open and share that gift of courage which has been imparted to us via the power and the person of the Holy Spirit. You know, that prayer for a good death is something that can only be sort of uttered via that gift of courage, I believe, through those foundational gifts that come from God Himself, faith, hope, and love. This is not a pleasant topic. This is not a fun topic, but it is a topic nonetheless that we all have to confront and be prepared for as best as we can. We know not the day nor the hour, but a preparation for a good death through praying for a good death helps to strengthen our Christian resolve that no matter what may come, that we are in it with the Lord every step of the way. And when the time comes that we are called from this earth, that He will be waiting for us and journeying with us into the hereafter. So I will be praying for you all, and I hope that this helps you out maybe for this Lent season to incorporate something into your personal life or into your family life. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. If you like my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And if you're on an app where there is a like icon, click that like icon also. And if you want more of my content, head over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There at my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find links to my Catholic Stand articles, my blog posts, YouTube videos, and a variety of other social media things I use. You can also email me through that website, too. All of this at thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by a few minutes each day can change your life during Lent. Ave Maria Press offers booklets for daily devotion, reflection, and more from such best-selling authors as Gary Zemak, Greg Kandra, Father Michael White, and Tom Corcoran, and so many more. Looking for Stations of the Cross booklets or books that are perfect for small groups? We have those too. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LENT20 to get 20% off your order today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.